Let me go over to our newsmaker line and see if we got some good information about to come up, family, regarding this is Olympia. What's that? Arset. Okay, thank you. Good morning, good lady. Thank you for your patience with us this morning.
Good morning.
Yes. So let me see now. You're an L.A. native and a Howard University graduate, and you studied in public relations and psychology, and you're interested in creating an informative content and infrastructure for a more suitable, better fed, healthier world during your time. And so you're the founder of what they call this now?
Supermarket.
Talk to us about it, please.
So essentially, like you said, I went to Howard. I learned a lot about the food system and about how food impacts people's lives. And I changed my diet. I became vegan in 2009. And I became inspired to really create businesses and organizations that help us implement the changes we want to have and not just inform people. And so fast forward a few years, and we founded a low-cost organic grocery that makes it affordable to eat well in areas that normally don't have access to grocery stores.
And all of this started when, good lady?
We just had our one-year anniversary. So
oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the summary here, and it says that Supermark is a low-cost organic grocery. Hey, Coach! You definitely need to get on. This is you, man. Low-cost organic grocery, making quality food available in areas without access to fresh food. 23.5 million Americans live in food. Oh, my goodness.
Food deserts.
Is it that bad? Is this still a bit?
Yeah, it's pretty bad out here.
23.5 million Americans live in food deserts, and this is the climate they're working to change. No wonder we were told that you were somebody we need to have on this show. By all means, because we got some food deserts in our city. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I've heard.
Wow. Are you working with any particular group in the city that we can give us an update every now and then? Or would you need us to reach out to you and share you with some of the information we have as who you might want to work with?
Yeah, that would be really great. We definitely want to flesh the model out here in Los Angeles and then hopefully be able to expand to other places and help other people build food security, because a really big part of what we're doing is just the fact that, Baltimore, D.C. is considered Chocolate City, and Baltimore is very similar, or is historically similar as far as the demographics. But living in L.A., growing up, I never shopped at a grocery store owned by somebody who looked like me. And so you have this situation where it's just mega corporations who own grocery stores. And then other than that, it's just fast food chains and corner stores. And those are not owned by people who are from the community. And so I think that it's a really great opportunity to change something that is a problem into a solution. And it's a really good inroad to economic development. And being from L.A., California produces more than half of America's food. And it's kind of ludicrous that in a city where there's so much food and there's so much consciousness around organic food, et cetera, that so much food goes to waste. Like, America wastes more than a third of the food that we have. And in California, that's an issue because we just have the drought. And if we're throwing away food, we're throwing away water. And that pretty much goes for everyone. So we definitely want to flesh out what we're doing here and then be able to bring it to other places and give people the power to take control of the issues that face their communities instead of just feeling like they have to wait on somebody else to give them the okay to fix it.
Well, the other part of this that I was noticing is that you've been featured Huffington Post for Give Three Gifts, a video about innovative kindness. Wow, you're busy.
Yeah,
you're busy.
Yeah. Well, that video is really great. I invite everybody to check that out. If you just Google DuckDuckGo, Give Three Gifts, and just type in Olympia, you'll be able to watch it. And that was a really important turning point for me because I was at an event and $400 was given away to a random audience member. They do it every time, and you have to go do something positive and then show what happened. And so when I won that challenge, or when I was selected to do that challenge, it made me go from having ideas to having to do the ideas that I think about. And so it's almost as if that wouldn't have happened, Supermarket wouldn't have happened, because that really gave me the impetus to have to do the things that I was thinking about. But since then, we've had a lot of exposure in recent months. We were covered by Afropunk. We had a Pop Sugar video that got about 400,000 views. We just had a Forbes feature come out on Friday, so we're really excited about that. And we just hope that all of it leads to people really taking charge to eat better. A lot of times we talk about the things that we want to change, and food is often not a part of the conversation, but food is the easiest way and the easiest path towards liberation, because everybody controls what they put in their mouth if you don't control anything else. And it's from having a strong diet that you can have the strength to be able to do other things. And some of the leading killers, as most of us have experience of people in our community, are health-related diseases. And so if we can really take charge of that process and have the strength to take charge over what we put into our body, then we'll have the determination to be able to take charge of other things.
Wow. Well, what we can do is certainly be note to you that we're prepared. I was just thinking Tiffany Wells. It comes to mind down at the Lafayette Market. I'm sure between her and Siv Jones, we could think of some others. And Coach, I'm sure you got some folks over there, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So we.
I just did a segment on my Sunday show this past Sunday on food deserts, and a young man that's doing the exact same thing as our guest over in the D.C. area.
Wow. Well, there's a network out there. We just got to all chip in together. Well, we have the information. Is it okay if we let Tiffany reach out to you, Olympia?
Yeah, that's perfect. And anybody who's interested in supporting or reaching out can visit us at suprmarkt.la to learn more. And we also on Instagram at supr.mrkt.
One more time, because people just was grabbing their pens and pencils, and you were finished before they took it and write it to us one more time.
No problem. Our website is suprmarkt.la. So it's basically supermarket spelled without the E's. And then our Instagram is supr.mrkt. Or you can also find us on Facebook by just typing in supermarket without the E's.
Wow. You know, I can only imagine how you feel to believe that this came to you as a vision, as a concern, and now you're putting some teeth on it, and it's going to become major. And we just thank you that you didn't think that we were robbing you to ask you to join us this morning.
Thank you so much. And then I did forget to mention that the other thing that we do is we have subscription packages.
Hmm.
So we allow people to... put together a package full of fruits and vegetables. We also have produce. We also have dates and staples. And so we put together a package that people can either have delivered or that they can pick up. And so it's 100% organic, and it really makes it easier for people to eat better. And so, you know, I think that that's really important too, because a lot of times people don't know how to use food, or they're not familiar with food, or they don't have time to shop. And anything you can do to let people know that it's easy to eat better, and let people know that it's delicious to eat better, those are the things that are going to be successful in getting people to eat better.
Fantastic. Coach, question?
No. It's good information. And, hey, you know, we have to start eating fruits and vegetables, because so many of the dreaded diseases that affect our community are preventable.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Yeah, there's so many documentaries out there, but the one that's really popular that just came out is called What the Health. A lot of people have been watching it. I really suggest that everybody watch What the Health and everybody watch Forks Over Knives. I think both are available for free on YouTube or somewhere on the internet if you don't have Netflix.
Well, again, we want to thank you very much. I'm sorry we held you up a little bit, but thank you for sticking with us, and we by all means we're going to reach out to you again.
Okay, thank you so much. You guys enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, thank you so much.
You as well.
Oh, wow.